Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes.
Is it too early to ask that?
No.
It's not Thanksgiving yet. But maybe you're thinking about Christmas programs and trying to figure out what to do if you want to do a Christmas program, especially with the youngins.
Yes.
The youngins, is that, can I use that term here?
Sure.
Youngins, young ones in your congregation. Our friends at Higher Things have some resources to help you up. Helping us today or joining us today, I probably need some help too because I'm messing up all my words. Pastor Harrison Goodman, content executive for Higher Things. Pastor Goodman, welcome back to the Coffee Hour.
Great to be with you again.
Also joining us today, Paige Reber. She's the assistant editor for Higher Things. Paige, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Hi.
We are excited to learn about some resources you have for Christmas, Pastor Harrison. Tell us about the resources Higher Things offers for Christmas.
We just put together a Christmas program. It's brand new and it is aimed for, you know, your elementary kids, all the ones you want to see dress up and act real cute. One of my favorite, absolute favorite things to do, a pastor, is laugh at children who misbehave during the Christmas program. There's just nothing better to me because then you get to forgive their sins, but their sins are still cute when they're that age. We worked hard to put together this program. I'm here with Paige, who was responsible for a lot of the legwork behind it and writing it. And it's simple, it's straightforward. Best of all, it's completely free for you. And it dives into the story of Christmas, resting in the scriptures. There's some cute little nursery rhymes and a lot of just great hymns. Paige, is there anything I'm missing?
Not really. Like, you said it really well. It's really cute to see all the kids just kind of dress up. There's a little section that I did specifically. It's like, kids must dress up as little sheep because we all want to see the little sheep with the shepherds, and it's adorable. But yeah, Pastor Goodman did a really good job of just like saying what it all is. It's all connected in the Gospels. Most of the script, not all of it, is directly pulled from the scriptures with little like summary part that just kind of lead into the little cute nursery rhymes that I wrote for the kid.
Yeah, Paige, tell us more about your role with this. Is this something that you got to write most of?
Yeah, most of it. Actually, I think besides the hymns and the scripture that was written for me, I wrote everything else. So I actually wrote it and very intentionally to show like the story from Matthew and from Luke. So we're not just getting the angel came to Mary and this is how it went. It's like, oh, the angel also came to Joseph, and that was pretty important too. So
yeah, tell us about the inspiration behind doing a Christmas program from Higher Things.
So we've done vacation Bible schools for a long time, and they've been a really, really great resource. It's one of those things that's been evident that you can give kids something to hold on to, and they're sponges. They love to learn. They love to sing. They love to recite. They actually really love to learn more about who their God is and what he's done for them. And there's great peace to be found there. And we've been asked if there are any more resources we can do for the kids. And this was just absolutely something that sounded like a lot of fun to do. And so we jumped in.
So let's talk about who gets to be involved in this Christmas program. By the way, I don't think we've mentioned the name, and we'll explain a little bit more. It's called Christmas for You. Who gets to be involved in Christmas for You, Paige?
Anyone and everyone. I wrote it specifically so that it would appeal to all ages and stages. So it's scripture that our kids need to be learning, and they can take it home when they're memorizing it and show their parents and get their parents involved that way. And the summary statements and things that are included to each section, like right before the hymns, is written in a way that if you wanted to get a youth group involved, it wouldn't be something like weird or kitschy for them to kind of have to do as like a little kid Christmas program. Like, there's definitely things for all of the ages that you would want to be involved in something as important as this.
Mm-hmm. Walk us through how this program is laid out. I know you mentioned some hymns, you've mentioned some nursery rhymes and some scripture. How does this program actually kind of come together as a whole?
Yeah, so we have hymns that are interspersed between it. Like, we have an opening hymn, And then it starts out with the angel coming to Mary. And then after the scripture is read, there's a little summary statement about like what we just read and how it connects to Christ and how it connects especially to his death and resurrection for you on the cross, bringing in the gospel message of all of that stuff. And then after that, we have like little nursery rhyme type elements for the little kids that all rhyme so that they're easy to remember, and they all end with "for you." So we're really driving home that promise that Christ in the manger, Christ on the cross for you.
Now I get the name.
Yes.
Pastor Harrison, anything else you want to say about the name Christmas for you?
It's really the emphasis of the entire gospel. It's one thing to sort of recognize that Christ was born, but it's a wholly different thing to recognize that Christ born in the manger is for you. He'll die on the cross for you. And so the goal of this is the same with anything else that Higher Things does, is that we aim to make known the gifts of Christ Jesus to youth and young adults. We want the gospel to be known not simply as a truth, but a truth that's for you to hang on to in the harder days. The discussion points, the scripture verses, that the tying into to for you is our attempt to sort of connect what historically did happen to a hope that can be talked about in the family between parents and children, to something that can be grabbed onto by youth leaders and Sunday school teachers and pastors, and something then that can actually become, it's a fun little evening experience, but hopefully the jumping off point towards more teaching, because there's always more to learn. There's always more to talk about. And I think we'd do a disservice to everything if we just sort of did the program, put it to bed, and called it a day.
Paige, what's included in Christmas for you? And what else do I need to figure out? What else do I need to acquire to make this a meaningful Christmas program for a congregation?
Well, we have the script included. We have the bulletin. Do we have a bulletin insert too, or is it just the bulletin?
There's a planning guide along with it as well. Everything, yeah, that you would need to sort of run it, minus any costumes that you would sort of come up with. But I think just about every church has an attic full of them. And, you know, the roles don't change, even though the program might from year to year.
About how long of a program is this? What should parents and teachers and kids be prepared for?
Paige?
Let's see. When we, both times I've read it and the one time that we field tested, it ran about an hour-ish. So depending on if you want to make it longer or shorter, taking out hymns, adding more hymns, you can always add hymns. Hymns are great. Do that. But yeah, so it takes about an hour-ish.
A reasonable amount of time then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk hymns for a second because we love hymns on the coffee hour. And in general, can you give us an idea of what kinds of hymns the kids will be singing?
Yeah, it starts with O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And it goes into Mary's Magnificat that we have in the 900 range of the biblical canticles. And then we're looking at Away in a Manger and Joy to the World and just kind of the more classic hymns. But also we do the Shepherds and Angels hymn to kind of tie in all of the parts of scripture with the little rhymes and the summary statements, as well as a hymn to really kind of make it well-rounded and solidified.
Yeah, these are hymns right out of the Lutheran Service Book, and so it's a great place to have the kids practice the first stanza, and then the adults can join in for the rest, and everything's just, yeah, right there in your pew and good to go.
Okay, it is November, Christmas not too far away. So if we're just now adopting a Christmas program, Christmas for you, for this year, maybe it's something we're looking at for next year, but if we're adopting it for this year, how much that needs to be committed to memory and how much might we be using hymnals or other resources? How much needs to be committed to memory? Can we do it in the time frame we have, Paige?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You can either memorize it, everything is broken down into speaker parts, and those are just suggestions. So you can always make it one sentence, little blurbs that they remember. Or you can, what my church did is we printed them off on little sheets of paper so that the kids had their script with them and they could just go for it doing that. And the rhyming sections are really easy to kind of put maybe some motions to for the little ones to remember. And yeah, so it doesn't take a huge time commitment to remember and be able to do this.
Fantastic. That's great news. Now, Pastor Goodman, you mentioned singing as a congregation. How is the congregation involved in this program?
So these are the Christmas hymns that everybody's been itching to sing. And I'm going to stand as one of those who says, like, let's lean into the Advent hymns while we have them. They're beautiful. They're amazing. They're some of my favorite. But I know everybody also wants to sing their Christmas hymns. And this is just one more opportunity for everybody to do it. And these are the classics that you'll know and you'll love. It's a great opportunity for not only the kids to start to memorize first stanzas, but it's a chance for the adults to join in and sing.
All right, Pastor, what's your favorite hymn, Christmas hymn, that is in Christmas for you?
My favorite hymn that is in Christmas for you would probably have to be from Heaven Above to Earth. I mean, you have to go with Luther.
That's fair.
Very good. How do we find this resource? How do we find Christmas for you?
It is easy. You go to higherthings.org/Christmas, and everything that you will need is there. It is a free digital download. You just put in your name, email address, and church so that we can kind of have an idea that this is being used, and we'll send you everything that you will need, including the bulletins, the inserts, the planning guides, the play script. And yeah, we hope that it is a blessing for you and for your congregation. We hope that it is an opportunity for you to share the gift of Christmas for you, for our youth, and for everyone growing up to come to conferences here this summer.
Very good. And speaking of conferences, a little preview of that, since Ooh, that's coming up next yeah. summer as well.
Absolutely. So our conference theme right now will be All Things New this summer, and our registration is officially open. We are very excited. We will be at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. We'll be at Concordia Seward, and we will be out in Calvin University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can find out all the information that you will need if you went to higherthings.org. Just click on events and pull up All Things New, and please register. We'd love to see you there.
All right. So it's time for Christmas. Christmas for you. You can find that at higherthings.org/Christmas. And you can also check out the conferences coming up this summer while you're there as well. Our guest today, Pastor Harrison Goodman, content executive for Higher Things. Pastor Goodman, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Paige Reber, assistant editor for Higher Things. Paige, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason, to use your God-given gifts to help others, to live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world, to live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.